This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, August 28th. Four suspects are now in custody for the July 6th gunfight in Whiteville that barely missed a toddler. Quandarian Gaddy and Jalen McMillan were arrested on charges of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, discharging a firearm into a dwelling, and other felonies. They were taken into custody on Wednesday. Shamar Johnson was jailed a few days after the incident on five counts of discharging a firearm into a dwelling. Ramel Chavis was arrested earlier this month. We have much more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. County commissioners will hold a public hearing on September 15th for the proposed changes to the county subdivision ordinance. The text amendment that's being considered increases the minimum lot size in subdivisions and planned unit developments. The changes were requested by the county at the August 25th meeting due to concerns about lot sizes, densities, and other issues with residential developments. County mosquito trucks are hard at work trying to control the annual invasion of bugs. The county is operating two trucks every day. Health Department Director Dan Buck said the residents with mosquito problems should contact County Environmental Health. Speaking of the health department, they will be hosting a food drive on September 4th starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet the staff and find out about other opportunities while picking up some free groceries at the health department office. It's located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday approved a request to change the parking lot ordinance in an effort to improve stormwater absorption. Rutz & Company had asked to change the code to allow one parking space for every 400 square feet of business as opposed to one for every 300 square feet. Reducing the amount of impermeable surfaces such as pavement and sidewalks will allow more open spaces to aid in stormwater runoff. Friday, tomorrow, y'all, is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You'll need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child to sign up. See this story at CCN for a link or call 910-642-9052. And remember, again, tomorrow is the deadline. The Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road Saturday. They're going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park instead of their usual location on Government Complex Drive. The Veterans Park is also going to host a rockathon and welcome visitors to the new Veterans Service Center. It's a good opportunity to visit the park and check out the memorials as well as the memory garden and other features there. The park can be found at 6354 James B. White Highway south of Whiteville. Late Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is Monday starting at 7 a.m. Some vendors plan to set up early on Saturday and Sunday. Don't tell anybody, but that's allowed. Participants will set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout town. Just look for the flags, find some secondhand treasures, and you might even make some new friends. For more information, contact the inestimable Ginger Littrell via Facebook. Miss Ginger organizes this thing every year. It is her brainchild, and it's always so much fun. So if y'all run across her over there on Weaver Drive, tell her hello and thank you. Monday is also the day that many hunters have been waiting for, season opener for doves. We have a full breakdown of the rules and regulations for dove hunters on our website under the Outdoors tab. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.